Next, we're going to look at the record of the other Democrat who's been leading in the Iowa polls, Howard Dean. Dean became the Democratic leader in fundraising and activist support across the country with his passionate critiques of President Bush. So passionate that some Democrats suggest he's too angry or too liberal to get elected. Supporters and opponents alike point to Dean's opposition to the war in Iraq, to tax cuts, and to compromise with conservative Republicans in Congress. His aggressive style was on display in a debate last week on NPR.
You cannot accommodate to the right wing led by people like Tom DeLay. Their values are not the values of the American people, and I think that it's time to stand up to those folks' values. I truly believe that the right wing of the Republican Party puts the interests of their own party and their own power and their own vision for America ahead of the interests of the United States of America.
But the presidential candidate who's gained so many fans and so many critics surprises some Vermonters who remember Howard Dean's years as their governor. This week we called several people who know Howard Dean, including John Bloomer, who's the moderate Republican leader in the Vermont State Senate. Bloomer is no fan of Howard Dean for president. But he says Governor Dean learned to work with Vermont Republicans.
Prescription drugs. The prescription drugs, we had one term where it got kind of partisan. But after that, it's been a very bipartisan expansion of helping our uninsured health care individuals. There is truth to his statements that he's been fiscally conservative.
How was Governor Dean's relationship with business?
Generally speaking, a number of business organizations and individuals supported him. I think you have to put it in context as to what various alternatives are. Generally, for the first part of his time as governor, there was a Republican Senate, a Democratic House, and that allowed him to sort of play off the two sides and look like he was in the middle. And businesses like predictability, and they like sort of moderation. They don't want to go to either one of the necessary extremes.
Even as Republican John Bloomer finds some good in Dean's record as governor, Vermont Democrats say they often opposed the governor. One of them is Ann Siebert, who served on the Vermont House Appropriations Committee in the 1990s. Do you call yourself a liberal?
Yes, I do. A proud liberal.
This proud liberal speaks carefully about Howard Dean, stressing that she strongly favors his campaign for the White House. But when Dean was governor, they often clashed over social spending.
He would underfund something, and then we would be at sword's points with me trying to get the funding back in for certain constituencies.
What sort of constituencies?
Well, one comes to mind, I think it was when we were in very tight fiscal straits in 93 or 94, and there were some halfway houses for adolescents so that they had some place to go between prison and the street. And in fact, we only had two in Vermont, and those were closed down.
Ann Siebert battled Howard Dean at a time when he was trying to hold down taxes in Vermont. This is the same Howard Dean who is now promising to roll back President Bush's tax cuts in order to finance dramatic changes in health care and other programs. To learn more about the difference between candidate Dean and Governor Dean, we had a talk with Bob Kinzel of Vermont Public Radio. He's a reporter who covered Howard Dean throughout his years as governor.
In the early 1990s, Vermont, as many states did, had a huge recession and a large budget deficit. A package was put together at that time to pay off the deficit. It increased several different taxes, including the income tax, with the understanding that after 3 years, those tax increases would be rolled back after the deficit had been paid off. Well, in 1994, the deficit was paid off. There had been some very lean budget years, and liberal Democrats in the legislature said, hey, let's keep those tax increases in place because then we can fund these social programs that have been underfunded for the past few years. Dean absolutely opposed that. He felt it was critical to reduce Vermont's income tax rate because he thought that was the key to get businesses to come and invest in Vermont.
In one of the Democratic debates this past week, the issue of tax loopholes in Vermont came up. One of Howard Dean's opponents, John Kerry of Massachusetts, accused him of providing tax breaks for corporations. Let's listen.
Governor Dean has made a point of going around the country talking about Kenny Lay and the boys at Enron and how bad it is to give these tax breaks. The fact is that while governor in Vermont, he brought captive insurance companies to the state and wanted to compete with Bermuda's tax breaks. Governor Dean fought against the closing of that loophole.
Okay, Bob Kinzel, captive insurance companies, what in the world are we talking about here?
What we're talking about here is having large corporations who want to self-insure are able to set up their own insurance corporations. And this is something that was started in Vermont under a Republican governor more than 20 years ago. It was seen as a great way to increase state revenue, and Howard Dean certainly did encourage companies to set up their own self-insurance corporations within the state of Vermont.
Now, as someone who has covered Howard Dean for so many years, is Howard Dean the presidential candidate any different from Howard Dean the governor that you knew?
What we're hearing from Howard Dean on the campaign trail is very similar to what we heard him say in the state of Vermont. What's different is the way that he says it. He's got much more passion and much more emotion on the campaign trail. I covered him for his 11 and a half years as governor, and I would say probably three or four times during that period, I saw him in a very passionate mode, something that probably happens three or four times a day on the campaign trail.
Why that change?
I asked him about that actually this summer when I talked to him out in Iowa, and he told me that he was getting energized by a lot of Democratic activists, and he started to realize how angry they were, and he started to reflect their anger and their intensity about this presidential race. And as he started to do that, he got a reaction from them, and I think it just started to escalate from there.
Are his supporters also causing him to change his positions?
I'm sure on some issues you're starting to see Howard Dean take a slightly different position. I mean, we can see that certainly in NAFTA, where Howard Dean originally as governor was very strongly in favor of NAFTA. He says now, as he looks at the way it's been implemented, he doesn't support it and thinks that there should be some changes to reflect working conditions in other countries and environmental protections in other countries. His supporters have had an impact on the degree to which he's developing some of those positions.
The change that Bob Kinzel describes may help to explain the views of a Vermont lobbyist we spoke to yesterday. During Dean's administration, the lobbyist represented insurance companies that got tax cuts. He praises Governor Dean's record. But this year, the lobbyist has already made up his mind to vote for President Bush. He says Howard Dean wasn't conducting foreign policy as governor of Vermont.